And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 25th edition. We got a four-game early and a five-game main slate to go through quickly for you on a Thursday. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday of action on the diamond. Interesting slate. Still going on as I record. The evening games are ramping up and getting rocking and rolling. So hopefully you guys enjoyed, had a good time. And if you're in the Discords, you had some help for the early slate as well. Kopech, baby. Kopech. Good times there. All right, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. And let's get cracking. Let's look at the totals on the four-game early slate that starts at 12:35 p.m. Eastern time. You got Cardinals-Reds, 10.5. Blue Jays-Rays, 8.5. Marlins-Rockies, 10.5. This is awesome. 2 10.5. Freaking, my goodness. And then we don't have a total for, or no, we do Padres-Nationals, 9.5. So you can already tell pitching is going to be fun. We're just going to do this quick. We're not going to go deep diving into this. Pitching-wise, you got Zach Eflin at 10-8 versus Toronto. You can go there if you want. On this slate, he's actually a great play. 20 or more points in back-to-back start, 3 of his last 4. Toronto is heating up a bit, but McClanahan had a way of shutting them down just enough on Wednesday to make it work and pull off the dub for the Tampa Bay Rays. So if you want to go Eflin, you totally can. Zero problems with that at all. Just know it's a steep price tag, but on this slate, that's all you got, really. So you got to kind of run with it and see how it goes. If you're looking at the Toronto Blue Jays versus right-handed pitching in the month of May, 20, almost 22% K rate, 284 average and a 165 ISO. But Eflin at 10-8 is very nice. Blake Snell has been tilting as I'll get up, but he's $8,900 versus the Washington Nationals. That's another angle you can go with. Other than that, the one I would look at, if you just want to say screw it and try to save some cash, Braxton Garrett, $6,800 in Coors Field. He's coming off back-to-back gyms against the Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Those have been very, very productive. He had that one really, really bad start in the month of May where they left him out there to give up all the runs. That's not even his fault. But the back-to-back starts with 8 strikeouts has been very, very effective. And you get the Colorado Rockies. Yes, it's Coors Field. It's terrifying. That's baked into the price of $6,800 for Braxton Garrett. And it's a Rockies team striking out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So that is an angle you can go to. On this early slate, some could say Kyle Freeland as well. Don't hate it. I prefer Braxton Garrett and Zach Eflin. That's how I pair this. If you want to go Snell and Garrett, you can. Freeland would be the other option if you need to, but it's rather ugly. I'll just do a quick, not even position by position here. If you're looking at stacking up these games, St. Louis, you got Mikolas versus Weaver. Love both sides of this one. Obviously, I like attacking Weaver more so with the Cardinals bats, but the Reds bats are very live with Mikolas. Tons of pitch contact. The total is the same as Colorado for a reason, and I would love to stack the snot out of this Great American Small Park game. I love Tampa Bay versus Manoah. We've been fading Manoah like crazy, so get all the Tampa Bay Rays you can. Don't forget Luke Raley, because Lowe will be popular and others, but Manoah is just garbage right now. So Tampa Bay is much, much in play. Obviously, you got Miami and Colorado. And the last one, San Diego versus Jake Irvin, is a great spot as well. I will say, if you're not using Blake Snell and you want to be contrarian on this slate, you're going to want to play some Washington National bats. They hit lefties very well, especially Lane Thomas mentioned it on Wednesday's show. So those are kind of a few angles you can go to on this slate if you want. But it's pretty much Eflin and Garrett's where I'm looking to go. I want to stack the snot out of St. Louis, Cincinnati. And then I love Tampa Bay. Don't mind Washington and San Diego. But it's pretty much, you know, get your big Tampa Bay bats. Get all the St. Louis and Cincinnati. You can like McClain. He's homered twice already this week. Those are the kind of guys you're looking at on this slate. Now we got the five-game main slate that starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time for you. And the totals we have here, Orioles-Yankees, 9. Mets-Cubs, no total. A's-Mariners, 7.5. And we're waiting on the other total still. So there you go. But pitching-wise, Logan Webb, they're showing an opener with Scott Alexander. And then Webb, it's because Webb was battling an injury. It was questionable to make his start. They're saying he's going to make his start. It looks like he's going to make his start. It was lower back soreness, so keep that with a grain of salt. And he's $10,600 with lower back soreness. He's a really good play, but I'll just save money, and he'll be chalked. But give me Logan Gilbert at $9,900 at home against the Oakland Athletics. We'll keep doing this dance, facing Oakland with these Seattle pitchers. Really, really strong spot, as you'd expect. We don't have to go too deep into it because we did it with Bryce Miller, who's having a field day as well, but Oakland striking out almost 28% of the time versus righties in the month of May, hitting 206 with 79 WRC plus. So Logan Gilbert at 99 is outstanding. Definitely somewhere you want to look on this slate. Other options for you, I like JP Sears. If you just want to stack the pitchers in the Oakland-Seattle game. No problem with it. Sears has been very good. He showed up in a Bloom board on Wednesday about the swing and strike percentage over 13% in the month of May with a K to walk, I think, over 19 or something. So J.P. Sears has been very good. Just went into Houston, six innings, two earned, seven Ks. Started before that against Texas, one of the best offenses in baseball, 5 1/3, two earned, six Ks. He has six or more Ks in three of his last four starts. He faced Seattle and threw six shutout with seven Ks four starts ago for almost 24 points. I think doing a Logan Gilbert, J.P. Sears combo is a very, very fun way to go. And that's where I'm planting my flag right now. Aaron Nola against Atlanta, dicey as hell, but it's an option on a small slate. Clark Schmidt against Baltimore, maybe, but just give me Gilbert and J.P. Sears, and then we'll get all the bats we can on this slate. Now we will break down the bats position by position. Catcher's position for you here on this slate. Sean Murphy versus Nola, okay. JTR versus Dylan Dotta, like a lot at $4,700. That's one for sure. William Contreras, no. Go down farther. Garrett Stubbs, wow, that's interesting. But Yan Gomes, I like Chicago a ton versus Cookie Carrasco. So Yan Gomes at $2,900 versus Carrasco is outstanding. I like a game stack in New York, Chicago. I hope the weather doesn't have the wind blowing in. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But Gomes is great. Francisco Alvarez went deep even with the wind blowing in on Wednesday. He's $2,700 versus Jameson Taillon. He'd be an angle to go to. Julio Teheran is making his Milwaukee debut on Wednesday, so get your Giants bats going. Patrick Bailey behind the dish at $2,100 would be a great value for the Gigantes. First base position for you on this one. You got Matty Olson versus Nola at 54. Matt Olson hit one over the chop house in right field on Wednesday. That was next level impressive. So he's definitely live for you in this one against Nola. Don't mind Alonzo. Anthony Rizzo, I like a Baltimore-New York game stack as well. There's tons of offense, folks. Tons of offense. Pitching so bad right now. But Rizzo at 49 versus Gibson is very, very strong as well. Cheaper plays, though. Alec Baum versus Dylan Dodd is intriguing. First base, third base at $3,300 could be a bit of value for you if you need it with Alec Baum at 33. Lamont Wade Jr. has been crushing baseballs. Like, maybe not crushing, but hitting very, very well with a great OBP. So Lamont Wade at 3K versus Teheran is a nice little value on this slate. Matt Mervis versus Cookie Carrasco at 23 is an outstanding tournament value. So he'd be another one to look at. So, yeah, we got some fun options on this slate, to say the least. Second base position for you, you got Thairo Estrada at 53 versus Teheran's great. Christopher Morel has cracked the 5K code. He's second base outfit eligible at $5,100, and I love every bit of that. Gleyber Torres double-donged on Wednesday. He gets Kyle Gibson at 4,700. You got Ozzie Albies at 46 versus Nola. All great pay-up spots at second base if you need them. If you want to save some money, though, Owen Miller at 27 for Milwaukee has been playing outstanding on this one. You got Caballero. If you're not using Sears at 27, is a good value as well. But you definitely have some nice options down below if you need to, but tons of good payout spots at second base as well. Third base for you. You know, you got Suarez versus lefty and Sears if you need to. But Gunnar Henderson's been heating up a little bit. He's only $3,900 for his Clark Schmidt. I like that. JD Davis at 37 versus Teheran is very nice as well. Alec Baum mentioned him at 3,300. Alec Boom. At $3,300. Casey Schmidt's 32. He's third base shortstop eligible. He's 32 versus Teheran. So Casey Schmidt's another kind of cheap eat for you here. Brett Beatty should be in Atlanta versus the righty Taillon with $2,800. Owen Miller at 27. Talked about both him already. So some nice options for you on the hot corner. Shortstop, Trey Turner. Everyone was booing him early in the game on Wednesday. Then he hits a two-run game-tying home run in the ninth. And oh my God, he's a hero again. God, you got to love the Philadelphia fans. Good stuff. But Trey Turner's 5K versus Dylan Dodd in a really good spot for him. Jorge Mateo at 46, don't mind that. But Dansby Swanson at 44 versus Cookie is in a very, very nice spot. So he's in play. Going down farther, though, Casey Schmidt's 32. Mitch Caballero at 27. Shortstop's pretty much a pay-up spot on this slate. And then outfield, you got Acuna Jr. You know my thoughts there. Bryce Harper at 6K versus Dodd's very intriguing. But Cedric Mullins versus Schmidt at 55 with that short porch and ride is outstanding. Christopher Morel at 51 we like a lot as well. Don't mind Schwarber. Lefty-lefty hate crimes were good there. Santander at 44 against Schmidt is in play as well. Ian Happ at 4K is a great price. Any kind of discounted Cub is awesome versus Cookie. So Happ at 4,000 is something we can definitely get to find. But even better than Happ is Seiya Suzuki at $3,900 versus Carrasco. Love that one. That's a phenomenal price point. You got Yaz at 38 versus Teheran. There's a different left-handed giant we'll talk about in a minute that I'm a big fan of on this slate. Going down farther, though, where did he go? There he is. Michael Conforto is only $3,100 versus Julio Teheran. Michael Conforto should be in nearly all of your lineups, all of them on Thursday. I don't care if he goes 0 for 4. He's $3,100. He's got 6 or 7 home runs in May. He's hitting for average, not striking out as much in May. He's healthy. He's $3,100, and that's a criminal price tag against Julio Teheran, who, if you guys remember, for most of his career, got destroyed by left-handed hitting. Destroyed. So Conforto at $3,100 is a place we want to definitely pick on there. And then below 3K, you'll have to check the lineups. Again, Eddie Rosario at 25 as usual. You'll have different guys. Mike Tauchman's a good value versus Cookie Carrasco at $2,300. That is someone I wouldn't mind taking a look at if you need a complete punt situation there. But like, you know, Jake Bowers, Willie Calhoun will be some cheap outfielders for the Yankees versus Gibson if you need them as well. So recapping your pitching, I'm just going to keep it simple. Give me Gilbert and Sears face-to-face. Just cross the bats off of Oakland and Seattle. Make it a 4-game bat slate. Play Gilbert and Sears. That's where I'm going. If you want to play Carter Schmidt for the upside, you want to play Logan Webb, fine. Give me Gilbert. Give me J.P. Sears. And then stacking it up-wise, Baltimore, New York, you can game stack. I like the Yankees versus Gibson more than Baltimore versus Schmidt, but both are good. I love Philadelphia versus Dylan Dodd. The Giants versus Teheran might be one of my favorite stacks on the slate. And they'll be just behind the Cubs versus Cookie Carrasco. You can definitely stack the Mets versus Taillon, but if I'm going to make a lineup, it's Gilbert, Sears, and my primary stacks will be the Giants and the Cubs. That's where I'm looking at when I do this early first look podcast for you for Thursday. Obviously, a lot will change. That's where the cheat sheet comes out in handy for you in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord. $5 a month gets you that. But with this first look, that's where we're going right now. So good luck, everybody. 4-game early, start at 12:35 p.m. Eastern, 9:35 my time. Then you got the 5-game late slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. Lots of fun. Good stuff. Good luck. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 25th edition. I'm out.